Hello, Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. On today's show, we'll talk about last week's big games and this upcoming week's big games as the season continues and we get closer and closer to the conference playoffs and also the state playoffs. We'll also talk about the big girls' games as well, as usual. And we'll also predict some games. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton.
Ryan, it's good to be with you. We're winding up this season, and it's going to be interesting to see how the seedings fall. I know some preliminary seedings came out today from high school sports OT, so these next couple of weeks are going to be interesting, but it looks like we're going to have some pretty good seedings into the playoffs.
And those seedings came out today, and Clinton, both boys and girls getting respectable seating. We do not have those with us today, but we will get those next week for you. But let's talk about some Clinton basketball as they keep rolling. 15-game win streak for the boys, a 10-game win streak for the girls. Obviously, the girls just no competition on their side, but the boys had tough competition against East Bladen this past week.
Yeah, defensively, they did not play as well as they normally do and allowed East Bladen just to kind of hang around. It was a close ball game halfway through the fourth quarter, but just too much offense for Clinton, and they came away with the win.
Now, this Friday, they've got a big game against West Bladen, and if they play like they did against East Bladen, they might slip up and they might lose that game. How can they How can they continue their win streak?
Well, obviously they got to go to Union on Tuesday tomorrow, and that should not be a problem for them. And then getting ready for West Bladen. West Bladen is very disciplined. They beat the dark horses here in the past few years at home, and so it's not going to be an easy task at all. West Bladen, I think, actually got beat by Trask on Friday, and so by 1 point. So they're going to be good and ill to start with, and really looking to rebound. So it's going to be a tough matchup for the dark horses.
As you look down the schedule for the last part of the season for the dark horses, they've got some tough teams. Obviously, the last four games of the season, you got West Bladen. They have to travel to Trask, and then a home game against rival Wallace-Rose Hill. Three tough opponents there.
Yeah, they have to be careful with that Trask game. That could be what we call a trap game, coming off a big game against West Bladen and having to go to Trask. They just beat West Bladen, so they've got their three toughest opponents coming up.
And again, that's the same thing with the girls, West Bladen, Trask, and Wallace-Rose Hill. But as we said many times this past few weeks, that the girls most likely won't come out of this with the loss.
Yeah, they're really rolling right now, and hopefully they'll stay injury-free going into the state playoffs. But there's not even a contest, and they might put two teams together and not field a team good enough to beat the dark horses this year.
Now, Midway, the boys' team has been struggling the past few weeks as they did lose to Clinton 76-59, and they have to travel to Wallace, and then they play Trask this week. They have a tough schedule as well these last 4 weeks of the season. They end their season with a game against Union. If they want to get in the playoffs with a good record, what do they need to do to win these four games?
Yeah, Creech, obviously he must have visited Disney World or somewhere because he's been on a roller coaster all season long with this team, some good wins. And then he just hasn't been able to get that quality win. And when I say quality, some of the upper teams in the conference, he's right there, right there, just really close. And then maybe over these next couple of weeks, he can come away with a win against Wallace or Trask or West Bladen to really help solidify Midway going into the playoffs.
A win against one of these three teams would be a fantastic accomplishment this season. Obviously, Midway sitting at sixth place in the standings, Clinton, West Bladen, and Wallace-Rose Hill at the top, and also Trask. So these top four teams, obviously they haven't been able to beat Clinton this year, but these top four teams, tough to beat in this conference.
Yeah, they are. They really are. And, Union's just looking to get out of this season and start thinking about next year. And let's not forget about, Lakewood. They've not had a great year. They're probably along the lines of Union just looking to finish out the season, get ready for next year. But Hopton, you know, Hopton's had a good season. They're right up there in the top of that conference, in the Carolina Conference, and they should make the playoffs no problem.
Speaking of Hopton and the Carolina Conference, there's a tight race over there. Hopton is in the mix for that top spot, as you've got Spring Creek and James Kent at the top with both one loss, and then Hopton with two losses there. But these James Keenan and Hopton meet on Friday night. That'll be a great game to watch if you want to go up there to Hopton and watch that game. That might be the game of the week in the county as they face James Keenan. But looking forward, they've got James Keenan, North Duplin, and Lakewood, some tough opponents in that conference.
Yeah, they definitely do, but they should win at least two out of those last three games, I would anticipate, if nothing crazy happens. And let's say they lose to James Keenan, then that's going to put them at 7-3. Really should be fine going into the playoffs.
Well, let's say they do beat James Keenan and hope for a Spring Creek loss, and they get that top spot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anything's possible. Spring Creek having a great year basketball-wise, and so that conference is going to come right down to the last game of the season.
As it always does, both conferences in our county come down to the last game practically, and you can see it evident in these Hopton and Clinton and teams around the area.
Yeah, there are, and so that, you know, that's what makes high school sports so much fun. And let's not forget, you know, baseball right around the corner. I think those, you know, if you look outside, you already see young men and ladies already practicing some. High school tennis has started. I think it was a girls' soccer starting as well. So there's a lot of things going on in high school sports, getting ready for the spring sports as well.
You mentioned soccer and baseball and sports that are starting up soon, and we'll give you those sports in the next few weeks as basketball wraps up. And as they start, we'll kind of do a double coverage of both as basketball is in playoff season. But let's predict a few games here in these final few weeks. Let's predict the Clinton-West Blading game this Friday, a big game, a rematch. Clinton won by 1 point last time, 52-51, a few weeks ago. So very competitive game. Who wins it?
Yeah, I think after the way Clinton played against East Blading, which offensively they didn't play bad. Defensively, they could have played a little better against a well-undermanned Eagles team. I think, you know, Coach Jordan probably gets them refocused on defense and it really takes control of this basketball game against West Blading coming up, and I'm going to predict that the Dark Horses come away with a win.
I'm going to say the Dark Horses win this game, but I don't think it – I think this might be a much more high-scoring game than it was last time. You'll see more points scored, but it should be as close as it was last time, 1-2 points, I'm believing. Now, midway games, Wallace Rose Hill this Tuesday, and then Trask. Let's predict both of those games. They travel to Wallace, and then the home game against Trask, two tough teams.
Yeah, Wallace, going down there at Wallace is really a tough place to play. The crowd is right on top of you. They're loud. They're crazy. It's going to be tough for the Raiders to come out of Wallace with a win. I hope they do, but I think Wallace is probably going to win that game. And then they've got Trask at home. Trask has been kind of a you never know what you're going to get with them. And so that's another tough team to predict. One night they're really good, the next night they're really bad. So I think Midway, that's a game that Midway probably could win.
I agree with you. It's just a tough place to play down at Wallace, so Midway will most likely lose that game. But Matthew Creech is such a great coach down in the late season games. See the Raiders beat Trask on Friday night. So that does it here from the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. We'll get back with you next week as we start coverage for basketball or baseball and soccer, women's soccer, and some tennis as well for you in the next few weeks. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron. For Ron Davis and everyone at the Sampson Independent, I'm Ryan Carter. Thank you for listening.